two people claim to know everything about something, but only one knows anything.
President Roosevelt wore an anti-gravity belt. Dinosaurs had two brains. Lucky kids live on Mars and go to school in flying cars. Or at least they will one day. Believe me, I'm a historian. An astronaut or drive a DeLorean. Would I lie? It's hard to say.
The Big Fib!
Can you spot the lie?
The Big Fib!
Some pigs can fly.
The Big Fib!
But if you ask me why, can you trust the answer?
From Los Lunas, New Mexico, it's a bonus episode of The Big Fib, Wacky Khakis edition. And now, your host and the inventor of the wheel.
Not quite.
Deborah Goldstein.
Hello and welcome to The Big Fib. I'm your host, Deborah Goldstein, and beside me once again is our sound effects robot, Lisa, whose name stands for Live in Studio Audience.
You didn't invent the wheel, Deborah?
No.
Who am I thinking of?
Perhaps the ancient Mesopotamians?
I don't think that's it. Did you by any chance reinvent the wheel?
Nope, I didn't do that either. In fact, that would be quite unnecessary, hence the phrase, let's not reinvent the wheel.
I thought people said that because they would get sued if they did, because you would sue them because you already did reinvent the wheel.
You are just so wrong on so many levels, Lisa. It's almost impressive.
Thank you.
So why don't you wax philosophical on something you're not wrong about, which is how we play our game.
I would be happy to. Every time we play Wacky Khakis, Deborah and I each tell one wacky story about the world. However, only one of those stories is true, and the other one is a bunch of baloney. Not literally, of course. That's just an expression. It's actually a bunch of salami.
No, it's not literally a bunch of salami either.
Whatever you say, Deborah. The point is that one of these stories is made up of facts, while the other is made up of quite literally...
No, figuratively.
25 pounds of heavily processed deli meat.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yum yum.
No. Ooh. Disgusting.
And here to referee our game and introduce this week's theme, it's our producer, Noah. I don't know if Noah has a last name. Anyway, hi, Noah.
Hi, Lisa. Hi there, Deborah.
Hi, Noah.
So good to be back on the show. Our theme this week is over the moon. You may be familiar with the moon, listeners. It's a pretty well-known object, I'd say. You know, big glowing orb, rotates around the Earth.
Made of cheese.
No, Lisa, the moon is not made of cheese. That's just a fable. It does look a little bit like a wheel of Swiss cheese. I'll grant you that.
Tell me then, Mr. Smarty Pants, what is the moon made of?
Okay, I don't actually know. Space stuff? Like rocks?
Have you ever been to the moon, Noah?
No, I've not been to the moon.
Then, Your Honor, I say, how does he know it's not made of cheese?
Okay, I realize now that I don't actually know how to prove to you that the moon isn't made of cheese, but...
Exactly! The moon is made of cheese! I'm gonna eat the moon!
All right, very well played, Lisa. Maybe the moon is made of cheese. Now, would you please introduce our human child contestants for this episode?
Okay, but they better not eat the moon before I finish introducing them. I want some of that moon, so don't eat it all, kids. Our human child contestants are Ronit and Bella, who may be cousins and are definitely people, and now they can talk.
Hi.
Hey, Ronit. Hey, Bella. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
You guys want to go halfsies on the moon? Mm. Let's make moon nachos.
No.
Nobody's
that's
on
just
board.
Not, no.
Yeah. No. I don't think anybody can eat moon nachos.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we would be just eating the moon that people have walked on. So that's
right.
Kind of disgusting.
Ew.
Yeah, good point. That would not be sanitary. Gross.
Point. Gross. 5 second
rule.
People stop walking on the moon. I want to eat it.
So tell me, you guys are cousins. Is Lisa right about that?
Yeah.
And you guys are going to be on a team now in this Wacky Khakis episode, teaming up.
Do we have to?
Oh, you guys don't make a good team?
Well, we usually fight a lot during the summer, so...
Really?
Summer's a great season for fighting.
Well, we're together during the summer, so we fight during the summer.
So you spend summers together fighting. What do you guys fight about?
A lot of stupid stuff, but we just fight.
What do you guys think is the stupidest thing you've ever fought about?
Who goes to sleep on the top bunk and the bottom bunk?
Yes.
That is not a stupid thing to fight about. That is vital territorial negotiations.
And what do you guys think about the moon? Surely you've looked up in the night sky. You've seen the moon before. Your opinions on the moon?
Well, I don't think the moon is made out of cheese because it doesn't look yellow or orange or anything.
Right.
It's probably in a wrapper.
Right, like a baby bell.
True. And what about mozzarella cheese? That's white, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's not yellow.
Yeah. But the moon is gray. I don't think that the moon would be rotten cheese or moldy.
Oh, it would not
cheese,
be moldy
that
cheese.
That would be gross.
Right. That would be gross. And we all know that the moon is not gross.
Nah, the moon is delicious.
You know, they often say that strange things happen around a full moon.
Do they say that?
Yeah, like werewolves.
Right. Have you ever noticed that? Does life feel strange when the moon is full?
Not really.
I usually don't notice it.
Right.
I mean, like, once when we were on the boardwalk, when we were getting shirts, we saw the full moon, but nothing really happened.
Well, you got shirts. That's creepy, right?
There could be creepy people on the boardwalk.
Oh, that's definitely fair.
That's almost guaranteed.
That's an excellent point.
That's rather wacky.
Okay, folks, it is time to play Wacky Khakis. As devoted fibheads will be, of course, already.
Is that what we're calling them?
Why not?
Fibheads?
Why not? We can discuss it later. As those folks will already be, of course, well aware, when we play Wacky Khakis, Deborah and Lisa each have a minute and change to tell their stories before the timer sounds. Now, Deborah and Lisa, whichever one of you can guess more accurately which phase of the moon we are currently in, can go first.
Waxing crescent?
Jalapeno cheddar.
Okay, I'm going to give this one to Deborah.
You know, you're right. I was fibbing. The moon is currently in waning Gouda.
I really don't think so, Lisa. Deborah, are you ready for takeoff?
All systems are a go.
Okay, listen up carefully, everybody. We will begin Deborah's timer now.
Keen observers of the night sky will notice a pretty simple pattern in the way the moon appears to us over the course of 1 month. One day, it's a complete, perfect, glowing circle in the sky. We know this as a full moon. And over the next 2 weeks, it slims down little by little until it has completely disappeared from view. We call this a new moon. Then, over the next 2 weeks, it grows gradually back to full. The phases of the moon are caused by the different angles of sunlight illuminating parts of the moon's surface, and they are one of the most predictable patterns in our natural world. However, there was a time when this pattern was not universally recognized, and because of that, a very clever trickster was able to bamboozle a very gullible king. Enter Emperor Commodus, leader of the Holy Roman Empire. Commodus was a ruler well known for his impulsive displays of brutal violence, and known not so much for his intelligence, not the brightest bulb. Festinia Fema, on the other hand, was a much beloved citizen of Sicily, a comic actor, and a general all-around no-goodnik. On the night of a full moon one winter's day in the year 186 AD, Festinia sent word to Rome that she would steal the moon straight out of the sky and not return it unless the emperor sent her vast sums of gold and silver. Though initially skeptical of her threat, Emperor Commodus watched in horror over the next 2 weeks as the moon indeed appeared to become smaller and smaller with each passing day. When it disappeared completely, he gave in and had his centurions deliver her approximately 100 pounds of gold coins. Much to his relief, the moon reappeared in its familiar waxing crescent shape the next evening. 2 weeks later, however, Festinia wrote the king that she would steal the moon once again unless Emperor Commodus sent even more gold, and repeated this prank a total of 7 times throughout the otherwise unremarkable reign of the unremarkable king. All told, she earned herself over 1,000 pounds of gold and silver coins and died a rich and popular woman many, many years hence.
And time. Good work, Deborah.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Wow.
Very nice indeed. So, Bella, Ronit, what did you guys think of that story?
Well, the Jews, they followed the lunar calendar, and when they wrote the Torah, that was before BCE.
Mm.
And some countries follow the lunar calendar, so they may know that the moon changes positions.
I read The Trials of Apollo.
Ooh.
And I know that the emperor was a real person, and he wasn't really that smart. But I'm not sure if he was like a myth or he was an actual person. So that's why I'm not so sure. But he could be an actual person that the myths were based around of, but not sure. So it could be true, but I'm not sure.
Wow, we have some well-read kids on the podcast.
Very
today.
Scholarly. I like
really
it.
We really need to up our fibbing game next time we have people who've cite the
Trials of Apollo.
The Trials of Apollo. Apollo.
I didn't know people were allowed to read before the show. That's not fair.
That's not fair. Lisa, are you ready to fly us to the moon?
No way, dude. That would be really exhausting. I'm not going to do that.
Okay. Are you ready to talk about the moon?
Oh, yeah. I'll talk about the moon. I'm just not going to fly you guys to the moon. I mean, okay. I would throw out my back.
Okay. Very well, then. Listen up carefully, because we are going to begin Lisa's timer now.
For as long as people have walked the Earth, they've looked to the moon in the night sky to be inspired. The moon can represent birth, life, and in some cultures, the moon is even worshipped as a god. But when Nevada entrepreneur Dennis Hope gazed up at the moon one evening in 1980, he saw only one thing. Cold, hard cash. Mr. Hope recalled from a college-level political science class that the United Nations prohibited countries from owning property on the moon in 1967. A real clever guy, I guess, Mr. Hope saw a loophole. After all, he's no country, he's a person. Thus, he saw nothing in the treaty that prohibited him from owning property on the moon. So Mr. Hope declared the first ever galactic government, named himself the interim president, and filed his claim of ownership by way of a formal letter to the United Nations. When they did not respond, Hope took their silence as a tacit approval of his claims to own the moon, and began a company called the Lunar Embassy. On his website, you can purchase 1 acre of the moon for just $25. Ooh, I gotta get that website. You can also now purchase land on several other planets and moons, including, if you like, the entirety of Pluto for $250,000.
Legal experts warn that all you will be getting is a meaningless but expensive piece of paper.
Dennis Hope claims to have sold lunar real estate to over 6 million customers, including former presidents Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, and George W. Bush. That would make him a multimillionaire. Though Hope estimates his actual net worth, tied up in precious fuels and unsold land on the moon, to be in the quadrillions, making him by far the wealthiest man in the solar system. The lesson here is simple. If you want to get rich, don't work hard, take risks, or invent something people need. Just believe in yourself. Look skyward and say, I own that now. That is mine.
And time. Excellent work, Lisa.
Wow.
Very nice.
Riveting.
So, Bella, Ronit, what did you guys think of that story? And are you interested in buying your own land on the moon?
I think so. when I listen to Wacky Khakis before, it's usually the crazier one that is true. But this time I'm not so sure because they're both really crazy. And I know that the Emperor and Deborah story was a real person, or might have been a real person, maybe from Roman myths. But I feel like Lisa might be telling the truth.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. And if I'm going to buy something on the moon, I would like to know that I'm really buying the moon and not, I'm not just paying for something that is fake.
Mm.
Yeah, that would be lunacy.
Very nice.
Well, I think you said you can purchase like a part of Pluto.
The whole thing.
That would take years to get to.
Yeah, the whole Pluto? That's not... That's probably not true.
Yeah, it'll take years to get there.
What? I said it, though.
And I believe you could get to the moon and, like, get a stone or something, but you would not be able to go to the rest of the planets and, like, get a piece of it.
Okay, folks, it is decision time. Time for Bella and Ronit to decide whose story is true and who's just promising the moon. Do you believe Deborah's story about the second century trickster who convinced the Emperor of Rome she could make the moon disappear, or Lisa's tale of the modern day entrepreneur who's gotten rich selling lunar real estate for the past 40 years?
I think it's Deborah.
What?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like how would Deborah know something from, like, that long ago? Like, I don't think it would have been written down. It might have, but...
I am pretty old.
I don't know. And Lisa, why would some, like, he didn't own it. So how did the presidents end up buying? So I think I'm going to go with Deborah is telling the truth.
Hey.
So they are both in agreement.
I thought you liked me.
Wow, yeah, this is no top bunk. We now have two cousins in lockstep with each other. Okay then. Would the individual with the real Wacky Khaki story tell us who you are?
It was me!
What?
I have fooled you humans once again!
You're a real Fastidia Fima of yourself, Lisa. That is correct. Lisa had the true story with his account of Dennis Hope, founder and CEO of the Lunar Embassy. Hope hopes to establish the first ever city on the moon as soon as it's possible to get there from Earth in 30 minutes or less. That's what he says. And he has magnanimously allowed the United States and other government space programs to explore on the moon as much as they wish, just so long as they don't build anything permanent on his property there. Though how he could enforce that, I really couldn't tell you. As for Emperor Commodus, Ronit, you are correct. He is, in fact, a real person. He was a real king, known for being one of the most inept leaders of the Roman Empire.
Ooh, that's cool.
Had he been silly enough to believe that a woman from Sicily could make the moon disappear and reappear at will, he likely would not have cared about it, as he would have been too busy, A, fighting in gladiator duels, and B, compulsively naming things after himself. So them's the breaks.
Oh, sorry, everybody. Sorry.
I'm going to have to look it up on Google.
Yeah, now that you know it's available,
yes,
maybe
check your sources.
That could be a good gift for a family member, a loved one, maybe a cousin you're looking to make up with.
That could be my birthday present.
Yes, perfect.
Ooh, piece of the moon.
I'm going to get it for my mom on Mother's Day.
Oh, nice one. I like
it. I cannot believe we just made Dennis Hope a richer man.
Deborah, do you want, I'm selling pieces of the sun.
Ooh, hot stuff.
No, thank you.
How would you be able to go to the sun, though?
You gotta take a bus.
A bus.
Wouldn't the bus melt, though?
Good question.
Hey, listen, I can't take care of everything. You just get a piece of the sun, all right? You figure out how to get there. Sheesh.
Well, folks, that does it for this week on The Big Fib. Thank you to our contestants, Ronit and Bella, for being absolutely out of this world. And to Noah and Lisa, our ever faithful space cadets. And to you, the listener, for tuning into The Big Fib, where we thank our lucky stars for the truth.
The Big Fib is a production of Gen Z Media. Find us online at gzmshows.com, where you can discover more great Gen Z podcasts. Find out how you can participate and submit questions for me to answer on Ask Lisa. And follow us on social media at The Big Fib Podcast for behind-the-scenes photos and more true facts. Also, remember, I'm always telling the truth. You cannot trust Deborah, and the moon is made of cheese.
Woo! Oh, man.
I'm still not sure about the moon made of cheese part.
Yeah, yeah.
I always tell the truth. The moon is made of cheese. Yeah!